Millennial Influence, my podcast 034, Disciplining a Teenager. Welcome to my podcast, featuring the co-founders of Millennial Influence, Darren and Katie Sutton. Today, we'll learn the art of spanking, so to speak. Disciplining a teenager, what to do when grounding doesn't work. You know, Darren and Katie, in my family, taking away the cell phone seems to work like a charm.
And just how many times has Bob had to take away your cell phone, Melinda? You know what? Melinda just gave us all the advice we need. This podcast is over. Thanks for listening. Katie, what do you think about that? Do you think taking away the cell phone's enough?
Sometimes. I think it does. Sometimes I wish we could spank them like we used to.
We really did have the art of spanking. Yeah. Okay, don't write in. We're really not going to do that.
No. You know, your teenager's probably not going to respond to any kind of spanking.
Yeah, they might turn around and spank you.
Yeah, really. I think the subtitle of this is When Grounding Doesn't Work. And I think the reason that we felt like this or was a need for this podcast is because we have talked to so many parents over the years who are just incredibly frustrated. They've done everything they can. They've grounded their kid. They've taken away the TV or the phone, and then everything else starts to migrate from the room as well. We've had parents
and they basically have a mattress and a glass of water.
Yeah, that's in their pretty room. Much
no
anything
door,
in their room.
No clothes, no nothing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a jail cell.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if that's necessarily the approach that the kids will respond to either. Right. And so there's got to be a happy medium in the middle of that somewhere. And we're hoping that today you'll hear some of the happy medium.
Some of the middle ground. Yes. Yeah, because really, you know, that jail thing, that's really best left to the professionals. So
pretty much,
you know, I mean, truly, and in all seriousness, we're being a little lighthearted about it. But when you start taking doors off hinges and basically removing all of your students' freedom and identity, that's what they do seriously in group homes and work camps. And that's for the most severe punishment. And sometimes students need that. There's no question about it. But a professional needs to do that. The reason that rarely works at home is because your student just sees that as a challenge. They're mm-hmm. going to rise to the occasion. Yeah. And so if you really think that your student has transgressed to a point where they're the only thing that's going to help turn them around is major drastic measures like that, you want to seriously consider up front that maybe you need to seek some professional help in determining what needs to happen next with your students. So let's just say that up front. And we're not talking about discipline that requires that serious of a response.
No.
We truly are talking about middle ground. When you've grounded your kid and they're still coming home with D's mm-hmm. or F's, or, you know, when you've tried everything and they're still smack talking you. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
We're not talking about something that requires the kind of drastic measure where you would ship your kid off to boot camp.
Right. So I think that we should consider to in disciplining your teenager to avoid extremes. You want to avoid being way too lax with them, and you want to avoid being way too strict with them in their punishment.
Because truly, you are the only medium they know. I mean, a teenager's life is so full of extremes.
Not medium.
Katie's kind of laughing. I just realized not medium like, you know, I can
fortune
read your
teller.
Thoughts. Yeah. No, you're the only middle ground they know. A student lives their whole life on extremes. Their hormones are extreme. Their emotions are extreme. And they need you to be middle ground. And so when you respond extreme, it just pushes them to be even more extreme. So,
right. And I think that it fosters resentment in them because they're all about fair. Well, that's not fair. That's not fair. And so,
Wake up, kid. It ain't fair. It ain't going to be. You don't want to say that to him, but I know it's in your heart because it's in my heart. So I feel your pain.
Right. What we want to do with our discipline, when disciplining a teenager, any child, is it needs to follow the path of natural consequences. If my kid did this behavior, what would be the natural consequence for that behavior? So, in that, you need to avoid extremes. All discipline should lead to helping your kid to grow up so that when they are outside of your household, they can make these decisions on their own and not have to have you there to take away their phone privileges when they screw up. When they screw up, then they face the natural consequences of that. They pick themselves up and they move forward and they don't make that decision again. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to example for them in our discipline and in our household. What is the natural consequence of this behavior?
And one of the ways I think you do that, Katie, is you really, you have to ask yourself before you, you know, give them the judgment. You mm-hmm. want to ask yourself, what do I want to accomplish with this? With this discipline, because sometimes what we do is we just punish our kids, whatever it takes. We just smack them down. That's it. Not like literally smack them down, but you know, we just, well, some of us do that too, I guess. Mm-hmm. But you know, what you do is you just react to the situation and you fly off the handle and do the extreme and you're grounded for 3 months and you're losing your door and whatever. And it's because the kid forgot to wash the dishes.
Right. Okay. Well, they may have forgotten to wash the dishes for the 20th time in a row.
Thank you. And you're just fed up.
Right.
Which we totally get. So the question though is what do you want this thing that you're about to do to your kid to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want it to be punishment? Basically, they're punished, they're hurt, they're, you have stung them, you know,
right.
kind of thing. Or do you want it to be discipline? The next time my student faces this issue in their life, what kind of decision are they going to make?
Yes.
And we have to, as parents, move beyond punishment and start working toward discipline. Because as much as you want to punish your kid, I mean, as much as, I guess, as punishment kind of makes you feel better, it doesn't do anything to help your kid make a better choice the next time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you need to do before you mete out any kind of discipline at all is, what do I want this to accomplish in the life of my kid? And is what I'm about to hand them going to do that?
Okay. So let's talk about cleaning up your room or housework. Let's talk about that one because that one's a pretty easy one. They just won't do it. They will not clean their room when you ask them to. They will not take out the trash when you ask them to. You're fed up because they're not doing the dishes, much less even picking up the glass that they left in the living room. So what would be a natural consequence to that?
Well, the natural consequence of not cleaning your room is that you live in filth.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that most teenagers really don't mind that. And mm-hmm. so It's kind of hard to say, you know, what is the natural consequence of not cleaning the room? So what you do is you have to lay out the expectation in the front.
Okay.
About what the consequence is going to be. I've asked you 4 times to clean your room. You still haven't cleaned your room. So here's what's going to happen if you don't clean your room this time, whatever that looks like.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know. You're much better. And let's just confess to the listening audience. Katie is much better at discipline and natural consequences. I'm the punisher. The reason we're having this podcast is because Katie is hoping that I will actually go home and listen to it. Because I am totally the fly off the handle. Not fly off the handle like I go crazy on my kids. But definitely I over respond and I over punish. And then I have to backpedal. Mm-hmm. And so Katie's much better at that. So what do you see as natural consequences for something like that?
For not cleaning your room is that you don't get to go out because you have to clean your room this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of taking away their phone and taking away all their privileges, I think that we would automatically say, well, you're not going to talk on the computer and you're not going to have the phone and you're not going to do this, that, or the other because you have not cleaned the room. So instead you say, well, because you did not clean your room, guess what? That party you wanted to go to on Friday night.
Your free time is not actually free.
Yeah, because you haven't cleaned the room. So now you stay at home, mm-hmm. you clean the room, and you don't go to that party because you didn't clean the room.
Right.
And so they realize that it's not an if then or and well, I can live without my phone for a week because I'm not going to do that. It's a you're going to have to do this because you're not going to get to do what you wanted to do because you didn't do that.
I think what you just said too was so important for you to say. You're losing your privileges to go out, not because you didn't clean your room. You're losing your privileges to go out because your room still has to be cleaned. Do you
yes.
hear the difference in that? Because there is a difference. There's a difference between saying, I'm taking this away from you because you didn't, and I'm taking this away from you so you can. And so it's really
yes.
important to carry out that whole thought and not just say you don't get to go out because you didn't clean your room. It's you didn't go get to go. You don't get to go out because you obviously need more time to clean your room. And I'm creating that time for you.
Exactly.
Okay. I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
And so, and the thought process behind that is we always need to be thinking it about our discipline as how is this going to teach my kid to do this in the future? Okay. They're grown now and they're at work and they didn't get that report done that had to be done. It has to be done before Monday morning. It has to be. And it's 5 o'clock on Friday. Well, as an adult, you can't just leave that and blow it off and on Monday morning come in and expect it to be done. As an adult, they would lose their job over that.
Right.
So as an adult, guess what? You have to stay there on Friday night and you don't get to go out with your friends. You have to finish that report. And then you earn the privilege of going out with your friends.
So
we do that as adults all the time, but we don't expect that of our kids. We just say, well, you're going to lose your phone or you're not going to get to watch TV or you can't play on the computer, but you can't play on the computer because the room is not done and you don't have free time because you're supposed to do this.
So not only are you getting a clean room, you're actually teaching your kid how to be a grown up in the process.
Oh, well, that's the hope. And I think it takes many, many, many times of giving them natural consequences. I also think that it takes a response rather than a reaction.
Okay.
And so you need to.
This is where I crash and burn every time. I just want to be honest with you, listening America, every time.
When your kid does something and they have to be punished, they have to be disciplined for it, you may need to say to them, you stay here for 20 minutes and I will be back. You sit here on this bed, and I'm going to deal with you in 20 minutes. And you go in your room, and you think about it.
Countdown, take me away.
You think about it, and you actually formulate, okay, how can I teach them that this is not the right way to act? And instead of just going off the handle, well, you know what?
Yeah.
You got another F in history. You're grounded for 3 months. You know, and if you told them that ahead of time and you had already thought that through, fine. But if that is just your reaction to the situation, you might need to step back from it, think it over, and say, okay, now I'm ready to tell you what the consequences are.
Because, you know, truly, I think that's so wise, Katie, because when you react and you mete out a punishment that or discipline, either one, that is way more severe than really the situation demands, or that you would if you were, you know, thinking with your brain. Then you have to backtrack.
Yeah, it's hard to take it back.
You can't possibly keep a 3 month grounding. Some of you can, but I'm saying in general, most of us are not going to be able to complete a 3 month grounding. And the only thing worse than not disciplining your kid at all is to give them a discipline that you never
intend on keeping.
Yeah, that you never completely carry out because they learn that, well, in 2 days, my dad will get sick of this, or he'll need me to go to the grocery store and get milk, or he'll, you know, understand that that football game is real important to me, and you never finish the discipline with them and they never learn.
They don't.
They just learn that in a couple of days, this will be over. My dad's overreacting again.
Mm-hmm. And the key to that is consistency. Y'all know that. You train these kids up when they were little bitty, and if you weren't consistent with them, you never got anything accomplished. It's the same thing when they're teenagers. We have to really think through what our discipline is and how their growth process is happening so that the natural consequences will really teach them something. And you know parents, when your kid gets punished, it's like you getting punished too. Because when you take the car away from them, they can't go to the store and get milk for you. And so think that through too, because how much do you want to suffer through
how
this?
How much discipline do you need in the midst of your kid getting disciplined too?
The ultimate goal here is for us to have good, healthy adults that are going to move away someday and be successful in their lives, and which is another podcast. And it really does start by teaching them through the discipline of their behavior and not just the punishment of their action.
Parenting does not come with a guidebook, but the web store at Millennial Influence can help. You'll find just about everything you need to know about parenting today's teenager. Log on to www.minfluence.com and check out the resources available to you. We're glad to have had you with us today at My Podcast. Music provided by Judd Cossum. For Darren, Katie, and the entire Millennial staff, I'm Melinda Kitzmiller, helping you impact generations for generations.